It's time for your Outdoors Angle Podcast with the Flag's professional angler, Steve Kearney.
Good day, Flag family. Steve Kearney with probably my sixth or seventh podcast, I think. And I'm getting a lot of emails lately about the subject of ground blinds, which, you know, we've really, as hunters, kind of evolved into this ground blind thing. And now there's so many sophisticated tent-like structures out there that we use as ground blinds. They're very efficient, camouflaged, and, you know, the big thing is they're very safe. As we get older, it's a little tougher getting up into these little small portable stands, and a lot of older people, 50, 60, 70-year-old people, can still hunt by using ground blinds on the ground. I'll tell you, if you can kill a deer with a bow in a ground blind, you have accomplished something that some people have never done. That is really a significant thing if you can pull that off. And it's very hard. So many things can go wrong. What I tell people when you get into those ground blinds is you got to get all the twigs and leaves off the ground. And what I mean by that is I get down with my gloves and I scratch that surface down all the way down to black dirt. Even if there's twigs and leaves and plants and all kinds of stuff in the way, get all that out of there, because that can create noise. And you may not think it does, but the whitetails have incredible hearing. And when you're eye to eye with them on a ground blind, any little tiny noise that's unnatural, they're going to leave and they're going to run. I had a buddy of mine the other day that had a ground blind set up, and he had a doe walking in front of him. He was ready to make the shot, and he took the safety off his crossbow, and boy, she was gone. And all it takes is one little itty bitty noise. And that's the trouble with ground blinds, because you're often very up close and personal. Another indication that you really got to get this thing wired tight is the side windows. And I see people make huge mistakes. You know, most of these ground blinds have windows that zip up and zip down all on all sides. And when you have those side windows up, you're actually letting in light and you're allowing those deer to see you draw your bow, which is what you do not want. You have to keep in mind that they go by that ground blind at night and they go by it during the day. And they get used to it after a while. But if they see something that has changed, they know automatically. Even the smallest fawn will notice that there's something going on, something's different, and then it will make them very hinky. So make sure you close those side windows. And what I do is I just crack them open maybe a half inch on one on the left and one on the right, so I can peek through and see if anything is coming in front of my ground blind. But, you know, you can use a little duct tape if you want to kind of duct tape those flaps on there. Just about a half inch is all you need, and that won't let any light in, and that will allow you to draw your bow as they pass in front. But always keep that front shooting window open. That seems to work okay. By the time they look at you and see that there's a window gone, you've already made the shot. You can also brush in your ground blind too. I try to place it, you know, under pine trees, under evergreens, back in a bush a little bit away from trails. You can brush it in with, you know, debris and sticks and branches if you want, but it's not really that necessary. I don't do that as much. Some people swear by it. But the big thing is to put it out about 2 weeks ahead. Don't think you're going to set a ground blind up and you're going to kill a deer the same day. That doesn't work that way. You got to get that thing up and give them time to get used to it. And they will. It's about 2 weeks, and then they'll be fine with it. A big thing, too, is practicing your draw. I've got a 30-inch draw with my bow and very long arms, and these ground blinds, not a lot of room in there. So once you get inside there, you might want to practice your draw. I get to the rear of the blind as far as I can, and my elbow usually touches the back, and that way it keeps that arrow from protruding out in the front, because they'll catch that motion. If you have any type of anything sticking out that shooting window, they're going to catch that. So you got to get back in the rear a little bit and then practice your draw while you're waiting for prime time, and just make sure that, you know, your arrow doesn't stick into the tent or scratch on the way up as you make the shot. Like I say, there's so many things that can go wrong in these ground blinds with the bow, and it only takes one little thing off. And but it's hard, but it's so rewarding when it does happen. Another good tip is a 5-gallon pail with a swivel seat. And what I like about that is I can face forward on that 5-gallon pail, And when I'm ready to make the shot, I can turn to the right and shoot from a sitting position, left hand. And a 5-gallon pail is the perfect height, and that swivel seat is quiet. If you sit in there in a regular camp chair or any kind of chair, it's going to make noise. When you shift your body to make your shot, it's going to make noise. Trust me, I've been burned many times doing that. This 5-gallon pail with a swivel seat's awesome. It's kind of the same pail you use for ice fishing. The noise is really the biggest thing. You can fool them, you know, eye to eye, you know, with your draw if you've got that tent nice and dark, but it's the noise factor. And if you've got a bow that kind of makes some squeaks or makes some noises, or you've got a crossbow that where you take the safety off and it's really noisy, you really got to keep in mind that the noise is a big factor. And I took a doe last week that was 7 yards in front of my ground blind, and everything had to be perfect for me to take that deer. And quiet is really huge. But just remember, you're going to be frustrated, and you're going to botch a number of chances in there until you really learn. It's not as easy as you think. You know, when you're up on a tree stand and you're above everything, it's pretty easy. You can make a lot of mistakes and still get away with the shot because you're up nice and high. But in a ground blind, you're eye to eye with that deer. But just keep in mind, when you do tag that deer, that is an incredible accomplishment. I don't care if it's a fawn, if it's a doe, if it's a small forkhorn. Any deer taken out of a ground blind is truly an accomplishment. You should be very proud about that. So we got everything wired tight. Bow hunting is still on. Gun season's coming on. Everybody be safe out there and enjoy the outdoors.
Love the outdoors? So does Steve Kearney, the Flag's professional outdoorsman. Check out the latest from Steve Kearney online at am1100theflag.com.